We've been able to do a hookup with George Carl, okay, who joins us now. Of course, he is our Nuggets analyst, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook. Coach, good morning. We're talking about Michael Porter Jr. Did the Nuggets make a mistake in not extending him, but extending him for that much?
Well, I think the situation right now is, when you sign to max contracts, there's a window at one end of the spectrum that says it's a bad deal, and then at the other end is a great deal. And right now we're living where we're looking at it, it's a bad deal. And we got to look at it that way. I'm sure they have insurance on the contract, which makes it financially at least acceptable. But in the same sense, it comes down to coaches don't like potential. We want performance, not potential. And I think they rewarded Michael Porter Jr. for potential. I mean, the kid has potential to be an all-star basketball player. But he really hasn't played at that level. He's been too inconsistent. And he hasn't had the ability to make other people better when he does play. And I think that's where young players don't get it. Great players make other players better. And too many young players trying to be a great player by stats and by numbers. And the truth of the matter is great players win games, they lead their team, and they make other people better.
You know, in that regard, what do you see from him, like, from the standpoint? I know everybody says, well, he's, an unbelievable athlete at 6'11", and he's a pure shooter. But when you look at Michael Porter Jr. through a coach's eyes, like, what is it that you see that you just are like, these are the three things or two things that have to be better, that he has to develop to make him, like, a viable max contract guy?
Well, I think the things that come to mind real quickly are defense and his ability to make other people better. I mean, and to fit in to be a leader of a team rather than just an individual that has really great shooting skills. He is a good rebounder. I give him that. I think he's a rebounder and shooter or a big-time NBA talent. But he's got to get the other aspects of the game, the little things that win close games, the little things, the physicality of the game, the mentality of the game. And don't get me wrong, this is not a criticism of Michael Porter Jr. as it's a criticism of fans love young players that they haven't seen before, and they overreact, and they want to play every night. They want to get 40 minutes when they should get 20 minutes. But in the truth of the matter is, Michael Porter Jr. is a talent that has to prove that he's a stud. And right now, he hasn't done that.
All right. Real quick, George, 13 of the next, I think, 18 are on the road for a Nuggets team that right now is 9-8. They're banged up. They're missing Michael Porter Jr. Nikola Jokic is banged up. Where would you put your level of concern right now for the Nuggets as they embark on this stretch on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's rising. I know that. It's rising. It's going up. The schedule is very, very hard. But, Jokic is good enough to navigate any type of team through that. But what I don't like about the team right now, it doesn't play with confidence. Even last year when they didn't play well, they were cocky, they were confident, and they came back the next night and usually kicked somebody's butt. This team is searching a little bit for its personality. It's searching for its toughness. And in some ways, I think Jokic is, I think everybody's a little worried that we're going to wear Jokic out because he's going to have to do a lot in these next, as you say, next 20 games to tread water, to stay above water. Because I think once they get by this stretch of the schedule comes to them a little bit. And maybe they'll get lucky and Murray comes back early. And maybe Porter's injury is not a season-ending injury, but something. Because they are a talented basketball team. And if they get it, I mean, the thing about the NBA, and we see it in baseball, we see it in a lot of sports that play long seasons. You don't play well all year long. You do have these moments where you're searching. And that's where they're at right now. And it comes to, the road trip and all the road games come at Christmas time and New Year's Eve time. That bothers me a little bit because there's more distractions to your team. But I think this team has got to be given, you got to give them some confidence that they're capable of making this work and come back. So that's where I'm at.
All right, George, man. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Enjoy. Celebrate.
Absolutely. You and yours as well. George Carl with some great, great insight. Coaches don't like potential. Coaches want performance. It's why George never liked to play young players here. It's why Michael Malone doesn't like to play good players, especially when you're in the business of winning and the expectations are to win.
Mike, we used to say it all the time. All the time. When I was playing for the Broncos, when we were in championships, all the time. It was an organizational philosophy. Young guys get you fired. We used to say it all the time.
Yep. All right. We'll come back. Wrap things up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.